producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't! Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we made it to, wait a second, the month is not over. I thought we were in March. What happened to, February keeps going? All right, that's not such a bad. I like February. February's a good month. When I used to live in Atlanta, we used to call it Feb-U-Ugly. I don't know, those years of
Feb-U-Ugly?
Yeah, it was the worst weather of the year was February. We'd always get like ice storms and just cold rain and
I don't know.
My listeners in Atlanta, what has been going on there? But
not this time around. Geez, it was literally hot outside today.
You've been enjoying Louisiana winter, and it's been mild other than dodging tornadoes.
Well, fortunately, not literally tornadoes, but at least tornado warnings. But, yeah, I mean, it got to like 73, 75 today, something like that.
Dude, nice. Yeah, I went to pick up my son from his track practice today. They were all playing Ultimate Frisbee. It was like, what kind of track practice is that? The coach was going, hey, just going to loosen up.
Oh, we kicked the week in the gear. Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah.
That was invented during our generation.
It was. It really was. It's basically, isn't it Frisbee football? Is it equivalent?
It is, basically, yes.
Yeah.
We just called it Ultimate. But
Ultimate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically like football with a Frisbee.
So they were doing all of that in their own way, having a good time, getting ready for their next meet. And, they're talking about soaking, some of these. It was funny. I walked up to the by the way, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What are you doing? I'm talking to Super Don. Do you mind? Yeah, thank you. Talking to my producer here.
So, put out of our conversation.
Come right. On. No, so it was almost 80 today where we are. So walking up there, and there's this big kid, and the coach is like, going, get in there. Get in there. I'm like, get into what? I'm looking at it. It's a big old trash can filled with ice water. And so evidently, some of these guys working hard, right? They're working out, right. So they want to reduce inflammation. And so right. This kid was like having none of it. He's like, no, I'm not going in there. I am not going in there. And this is a big kid. You're like, come on, aren't you tough? He's like, yeah, I'm tough, but you found my weak spot. I am not going into ice water. I was like, I didn't blame him. I remember having to do that as a swimmer, but I thought it was kind of funny. But they don't know about Arnica yet. I haven't introduced the team to Arnica. And that would save a kid like that, a big kid that would think, I only have to go into I don't have to go into ice machine. I can do Arnica instead. Heck yeah,
works for me.
Yeah, so I've got to get that word out to the team there. So there's still a lot of education to go on. We like to do that here, not only here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but out there in the real world, because this is just the pretend world. This is the electronic world. You get to hear my voice, but you got to go out and put this information into action in your own life. That is how you bring the power to heal back to you, where it belongs. And of course, this is part and parcel to one of seemingly everybody's favorite quote, stop asking for permission where none is required. This is a big time quote that needs to be embedded back into the DNA of every American. I would like to say every North American, but I can't speak for my Canadian cousins. I just hope that you have this spirit of freedom like we have some semblance of memory of it here in the United States. In Great Britain, of course, it's at the pleasure of the Queen, and I guess they're technically under the crown in Canada, too. But the idea of health sovereignty, remember the term sovereignty is looked on as criminal or terroristic in some way. The Queen can be sovereign, but no humans, right? and no Americans, because you'll get put on the list somewhere if you actually acknowledge the history.
You're one of those sovereign citizen people, right?
You know, and the irony about that, there's no such thing as a sovereign citizen. That's the thing. Anybody who claims they're a sovereign citizen doesn't even know the definition of either word.
It's a bit of an oxymoron, is it not?
It is, absolutely. Are you a citizen subject to the jurisdiction of the crown or whatever? Or are you sovereign by the grace of God? Make up your mind. And then live accordingly. Of course, they don't want you to consider those things. Now, why do I bring that up at the beginning of the Robert Scott Bell Show? I'm not really getting political, am I? I guess in terms of freedom, we have to acknowledge and, let's say, recognize the body politic and its attempts at limiting your freedom and its attempts at subjugating you to their rule under the guise of what they'll call some form of civil freedom, right? Your civil rights. Not human, but civil. But how uncivil are they? Especially when you are civil to those who are subjugating you. And then they'll say, well, you're good, you're civil. But what if you're not? What if you have oppositional defiance disorder? And you say, you know what? I don't believe the way you are choosing for me to live is right for me and my family. Now, suddenly, are you seriously a domestic terrorist? How about in Canada? Let's visit our cousins in Canada. I featured a nice young man, David Steffen. On, I met him at the, I believe it was the last autism conference, Autism One in Chicago. Just a bright light, great family, beautiful kids. His dad, I think, started a supplement company that was attacked by the Canadian government many years ago called True Hope. And now his family, and we talked about this briefly, but this is back in the news again. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It'll take you to medicalkidnap.com. Their youngest had, well, they, first of all, they don't vaccinate, right? They have assessed and looked at this and said, you know what, that's not right for us. We would rather have the immune systems of our kids develop differently. We've got different methods. It's not that we won't do modern medicine, but we recognize its shortfalls and its danger. Okay? So, healthy kids by and large, but their youngest got sick. And got better, and then got sick, got better. It's kind of a longer tail, but at a certain point, this child got sicker to the point where the breathing was becoming difficult, and there wasn't an indication. Even a nurse came and said, no, the kid's fine, right? And then, so then now they have to call for medical intervention. They race to get to the ambulance, and anyway, the tragic story is this child ended up dying. And a year later, the Steffen family hears word from a police, they drop the card and say, hey, give us a call. To find out they're going to be prosecuted by the Canadian government for, I don't know, what is this term, failure to something. If you can find that term in there. It was basically, in Canada, they're not allowed to make laws according to their constitution that would mandate or force vaccination. But what they do have is a backdoor method of precedent, legal precedent, by going into the courts. And then they claim that they weren't caring for their child appropriately. They didn't provide for their child according to what was basically considered adequate or normal. I'm trying to find the actual term that they use in Canada for this. This is such a big article at medicalkidnap.com. I had it. I should have written it down, but it didn't stay in my head. Do you see it there, Super Don? I know
I'm looking right now. Is that the one about Thrive?
Yeah. Well, I think it's not failure to thrive, because that wasn't the case in this situation. But it's basically a specific thing that they said to try and claim that these parents were unfit and that they're criminally negligent for this child's death. Now, as you dig for that terminology, and I apologize that I didn't get that and stick it into my head this way, but you go through this case and you realize what they're trying to do is say that if your child becomes ill with an illness that they say is prevented or could be prevented by a vaccine, that you could be held criminally liable for the injury or death of your child. And this is a sad story in many ways, but a tragic irony is that if your child were actually harmed or killed by the vaccine that they deigned to prevent the disease that the child ended up dying from, what's your recourse? In the United States, you cannot sue if it's on the childhood vaccine recommended schedule. The CDC puts this out. you have to go to a vaccine court. I don't know what the story is in Canada specifically if you are injured or your child is injured by a vaccine. But here in the United States, you can't sue the manufacturer. You have to go to petition an unconstitutional kangaroo vaccine court for compensation. But yet, in Canada, if they get their way in this case, they could end up through the back door frightening parents into vaccinating based on the threat that should something happen to their child, and their child was diagnosed with a disease that could have, according to them, been prevented by a vaccine, suddenly all bets are off. You're now a criminal. You can be fined, imprisoned, etc. And yet, in this case, as you read it, the autopsy report was not definitive. There was no definitive opinion being made about the disease that killed this child, about the ailment or ailments that this child had. So there isn't even an ability to say, aha, you could have had this HIB vaccine and it would have prevented it. Of course, never mind that the vaccine is not guaranteed to prevent the disease. Never mind that the vaccine has been shown to have adverse events, including death in children. But this is a frightening example of what I call the necessity, if you will. It's a hard term to use, necessity, because necessity, they throw out all the rules, all the laws. But in this case, the necessity for you, as a mom or a dad, as a family, to say, no, I will not comply with government.
Now, it's funny that you use that word, because I didn't mm-hmm. find the term.
Yes.
And the term, the charge that was levied against them is failing to provide the necessities of life.
There you go.
What?
Failing to provide the necessities of life. Did they give the kid food, water, nutrition? Absolutely, the best that could be. This kid, something happened. And they can't even provide evidence that it was a vaccine, quote-unquote, preventable disease. But they are trying through the back door to charge this family. And this is what I say, we need a separation of medicine and state. We need to get rid of the FDA. They need to get rid of Health Canada. I can't say that as an American because I'm not a Canadian. That's up for you guys to decide. But I think we would do much better on a local level managing these issues, determining as moms and dads, as families, as smaller communities, what is best for us and our family. Not to criminally charge a wonderful, loving family for a tragedy that there is no evidence that they had any doing in, wrongdoing in. You read the story. You check it out. By the way, reports of adults being injured by vaccines are up in 2016, particularly the flu shot. Very interesting stuff. We got a lot more to do, including the Ebola. Ooh, oh, is that Zika crisis? Which one is it now?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I should publish that picture, but I don't have a reason to. I just sent you a picture of like a flock of ibises. They were aerating the lawn.
Yes, not aerating, aerating.
Aerating. As I said, they're all, you know...
Air raid!
They were all white and beautiful ibises, except there were two minority ibises participating with them. They were part of the flock, so everybody was cool. But, you know, I just don't know. Maybe we should contact the Academy Awards and say, you know, see if we can get these ibises on next year, the two in particular. Again, I'm very sensitive to pigment now after the Academy Awards. Figured it out, man. It's going to solve all of our problems.
Were the Oscars good?
Chris Rock was funny, I tell you. I mean, obviously, it's a pointed discuss. Anytime you talk race stuff, it's hard to make it funny, but I give props. Chris Rock's a funny guy. And they had some funny stuff.
Leonardo DiCaprio finally got his Oscar.
He did. And then for getting eaten by a bear. I guess, you know, you want to win, just get eaten by an animal. Thankfully, the ibises did not eat me today. They were just aerating the lawn, which was good. So, anyway, yesterday, I think we did a fine job, if I may say so, Super Don, in dismantling the Zika connection to microcephaly. At least, the fact that there's no absolute hardcore evidence that it is causing microcephaly. You have something sort of like, and I told you so, related to this Zika thing as it relates to Ebola and what you said the World Health Organization was doing and why.
Well, I had a theory, mm-hmm. and apparently somebody else agrees with me here, that the reaction that we're seeing to the Zika virus is almost a kind of like a redemption for the World Health Organization over how they bungled the Ebola situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a feeling that we might see some overreaction where they're going to just go way overboard, especially in light of the $1.8 billion. Mm-hmm. I just cannot get over that. $1.8 billion asked for by Obama to fight Zika. When,
based on no evidence.
Yesterday, if you listen to what we had to say, and that great audio that we had of the PhD in Canada, that there is no connection to microcephaly.
Yeah. You know, yeah, if you're new to the show, by all means, you can download archives. You can come right to robertscottbell.com. There's an archive page there that makes it easy. GCN, of course, our syndicator has it. Perhaps your favorite radio station also does, too. And we're glad to be on with you. But literally, if you listen to this PhD guy and the audio we played, there's no link. There's no established link. Let's just say that. As we said, we admit maybe they'll find one. But at this point, it's not looking good for Zika causing microcephaly. So what is this World Health Organization overreaction? It's just that. As Superdon said, it's an overreaction in response to the criticism they took for not reacting fast enough to Ebola. But in this particular article or opinion piece, this is off of CNN, they say that what they learned from Ebola is that they have to listen to the people that they're going in to dominate. Now, they didn't say dominate, but that's what I do. It's like it's medical colonialism. You people don't know how to take care of yourself. You don't know how to clean up after yourself. You don't know how to have safe sex. I mean, this is all of this. This is colonialism coming into people that have been just doing fine before we got in there and messed things up. It's the proverbial we. It's not me. It's not you in particular. But these global organizations, these global corporations, World Bank, IMF, coming in to rape the land of the natural resources, leaving the countries in massive debt with the promise that they would build up infrastructure. Yeah, we'll give you electricity. We were doing fine without electricity. Why do we want electricity? Well, we know you want it because you want cell phones. We know we're fine. We used to bang on the drum and we could tell everybody what was going on in the next village. We don't need an iPhone. But, you know, this is the idea that progress has to be made everywhere so we can profit off of or enslave. This is a big problem. And the Ebola situation, as I said, more due to a lack of selenium in the soils. And, of course, with any disease in sub-Saharan Africa particularly, you can see a lack of sewage, sanitation, hygiene, etc. All the things these global corporations and organizations and NGOs and United Nations and all the money, they said we would help them, we'd protect them, we'd build it, and they don't. They leave them absolutely in debt. And, of course, the corruption within their government agencies, as a few people make millions off of these global support efforts, aid efforts, if you will, and the people remain impoverished. That's the issue. They're not going to fix it because they're not throwing money at fixing the infrastructure like they promised. They just want to enslave and indebt and steal the natural resources of those given countries. All right, folks, we've got an update on Superdon. You didn't know you needed one. It's coming next.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
If you're listening on AM 1570 Wellness Radio in the Twin Cities, you got a front seat. And you can call us 24-7, even when we're not on the air live. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com, submit your questions or comments, and we'll get to them eventually here on the air. So thank you for being here. Now, Super Don, if you don't know, he's a super producer. Been with us for, you and me, been hanging out on radio for a long time, making it sound so good. But last night, the gurgling sounds, I might have been hearing from you. I didn't after the fact. I did, perhaps.
What? Hey, what?
I'm guesstimating now because you haven't given me any details except that today when we were working on show notes, you thought it was like 2 days into the future. And I thought maybe it was because of leap day or something, but...
Yeah, I was already into Wednesday, and it was Monday. I don't know what happened
there. Anyway, so I figured something was up, and you said you didn't sleep well last night. I thought, well, maybe the dogs kept you up, but no, you said something was up. And I want to know, is there anything I can do to help you? And if you're too embarrassed to talk about it, just say so.
I had an experience last night that I have not been familiar with before. I woke up around, I don't know, it was like 3:45, I think, when I looked at the clock. And I had this intense stomach ache. And it was very similar to, we've talked before about having what we thought was food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just got like that in your gut. It's just like, oh, you know, and it's not like, oh my God, I'm going to die, but it's there and it doesn't go away.
Did you eat Gator last night for the first time?
No, I didn't. I did not. I haven't ventured there yet. So anyway, I laying there and I'm like, oh man, I hope this doesn't get worse. So I got up and first thing I did was I drank a big glass of water. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, all right, maybe that'll clear things out. Waited a while, that didn't do it. So then I went and I chugged some silver. Okay.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, well, you know, that almost works on everything. It's magic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Went and laid back down, didn't go away. I'm like, oh man, I just don't need this. So I'm laying there. I don't know what else to do. And so instinctively, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to just like maybe like push on it or something. Kind of like, you know, maybe rub it, massage it, something, you know, hopefully maybe kind of get things to go away.
Remember Dr. Frank King would talk about things like that. And
wait for the punchline on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I kind of felt it, and it's kind of like mid-center, leaning towards the right-hand side underneath my rib cage. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I am pushing on this thing, and I'm rubbing on it and just trying to massage it to get it to feel better. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, there's this strange sound. And it's like a squelching sound in my gut. And I'm like, what the hell did I just do? and then it's like the pain, it kind of like spread out a little bit, and it
dissipated.
Lessened. And then it eventually just kind of went away, and I fell asleep. So I woke up this morning, and I'm like, God, you know, it's like, that was really weird. So I'm like, on my phone, I'm Googling, you know, like, because I figured it must sound like it'd be my gallbladder. And so I'm like Googling and stuff like that. And lo and behold, I discovered that last night at 4:00 in the morning, I inadvertently opened up my sphincter of Odie.
That's it. It is the sphincter of Odie. Dr. King would be so proud. I think,
and I'm looking at that, and I'm going, no.
Yeah.
Because I remember when Dr. King first brought that up, when he first started, you know, doing
Healing Revolution, right?
Healing Revolution Fridays.
Yeah.
He was explaining the sphincter of Odie, and he made this sound effect on the air where I think both of us were like, oh, my goodness, what was that?
Great.
And you know what?
Like that,
I mean, he was very close. I mean,
yeah, it sounded like that.
The sound.
Dude, he's
going to
be so proud. Maybe if see if we can squeeze you in when we get it. Because I think it's the first Friday of the month we're going to have a Healing Revolution. So, yeah, that will be awesome. That's a great story.
Funny because every time he says sphincter of Odie, it sounds like some kind of like Norse mythology. I think of Odin, you know, when he says it, you know.
Of course.
But
I think of Odie the dog.
From Garfield.
Garfield, right, exactly.
So anyway, obviously I've got something going on with my gallbladder. I haven't been 100% all day. There's still some kind of discomfort going on there.
Yeah.
Now, when I did that, it helped. I mean, it was really strange because it was almost like a tingly nerve-ending sensation thing where it was, you know, the pain was kind of going away and spreading out and then, you know, feeling better. But based on that, I mean, as far as, you know, I had some split pea soup the night before.
Okay.
But listen, I've been eating really, really, really what I would say well here in Louisiana. A lot of probably higher, richer, you know, foods, maybe fatty foods or something like that. But there is definitely something going on there, and I want to figure out what do I do to clear this situation out.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is really awesome. Well, sometimes it is just a functional thing like that. You literally open her back up. But I think, you know, one of the most powerful, let's say, herbal formulations we work with over the years in dealing with gallbladder, intestines, liver, all of these, the biliary family. We would look to do the what is it? They do the silica, the same silica that we get. Alta, A-L-T-A.
Right.
Remember that brand?
Alta,
it's
Health,
family,
Soap,
Alta Health Products. But they have a particular formula called CanGest. C-A-N-G-E-S-T.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
I don't know if we've sent you any care packages with CanGest tea in it. It's the powder.
I have not seen CanGest before, no.
Okay. So this is the thing that is the correction, if you will. If there's a long-term dysfunction, we want to correct it, not just temporarily relieve it. You take that powder, about a level teaspoon, you put it in warm water 3 times a day, 4 meals. Not hot water, not boiling hot, warm water to activate it. And drink it down. And it's simple. It's, you don't have to think about it after that. You just put that into your regimen and go for a few weeks, a month, maybe two, depending on the severity. Yours sound like it was just an acute scenario. Maybe, I mean, you've been having a lot of spicy Cajun food. Could that have been
anything
to do with it?
Well, and listen, I've had this particular thing more than once. This is, I think, was the third time where it's woke me up. I just wrote it off as, you know,
but recently or for years and years and years?
Yeah, no, this has been like maybe the last month or so.
Okay, so it could be something within the diet. You know, again, more spice than ever before in your history now that you're in Cajun country. I'm just saying that's a possibility. And just pay a little, you know, keep a little daily log of the things you eat and see if it triggers it again. But now you know how to release it. And I said Dr. Frank King will be really proud of you. By the way, you can listen to archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show going back years. And we are not kidding, years. All of the show notes have links back to things at Natural News Radio, elsewhere, and GCN. We now have a SoundCloud as well to try and make it easier for folks. But the Healing Revolution has been on for years, and you can go back and get Dr. King's book, The Healing Revolution, and he describes how to do these things as well. So we'll have to bring that back up this Friday for the Healing Revolution. So that's awesome, Super Don. I'm very proud of you.
There you go.
Very proud of you. Now, it's time to do some updates. Since we got the Super Don update, a different kind of update.
Hey,
all right, this is a different kind of spicy update. It's the cannabis update. Big news out of Vermont, as the Senate has just approved legal cannabis, and the governor is cheering for this. See, that's not always the case. Like, you can have one of the legislative bodies go, yay, and then the governor goes, ah, I ain't signing that. This time the governor's going, please, send it to me. I'm ready. But they still have to go through the House of Representatives in Vermont, and they're not sure what's going to happen there, Super Don. So Vermont may or may not be like a Colorado or Oregon on the East Coast for the first one officially in this way. But the trend is looking good.
Progress is being made. I mean, not that we are literally saying, hey, we want everybody to, like, recreationally use, you know.
No, that's
having
not
the
what
right
we're
to be able to do that, I think, is something that people should
we
have.
Want the freedom to not have a plant that doesn't kill anybody banned, right?
Exactly.
This is not the deadly killer Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors, right? It's practically, and we talked about that the other day. I don't even remember the topic, how we got on the Little Shop of Horrors the other day. But anyway, it's not.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's a safe, wonderful, loving plant that will not eat you. It will not kill you. And it will heal you in many cases, utilized in a lot of ways. And like I said, 25,001 uses. Only one of them is smoking it. And, of course, even that has surprised us in regards to the benefit to the health of those who need it in those cases. So go Vermont. Let's see how you do there. Now, let's go down under. Australia is a bit of a mixed bag. Because on one hand, they, you know, want to mandate vaccines. They want to prevent you from saying no to vaccines. They're going to withhold welfare or whatever. You know, some Aussies told me, no, it's not welfare. I'm saying, if you're getting anything from the government, it's welfare. But no, but they took it from me first. Okay. All right. That's your argument? They're going to give you some of it back? And it, no, this is theft no matter what. But they are at least opening, or maybe they've already opened to medical use of cannabis. Does it look like, Super Don, they've actually approved it, or does this one still have to go through a step like in Vermont?
Well, according to this, medical marijuana is legalized on the entire continent of Australia.
Wow, the entire continent. See, they get one fell swoop. Now, they're going to have to change their laws because they're party to the anti-drug trafficking, narcotic trafficking treaty that unfortunately all of the signatories have included cannabis in it wrongly, but it has been included. And now if Australia's fallen down, how long till the other colonies of Great Britain fall to it as well? Because we've covered a lot of stories in England, the United Kingdom, where people that are just defying the law, saying, you know, I need this to live for my cancer or whatever it is that they're dealing with. So, by the way, if you're in the United States of America, you can get the cannabidiol from the industrial hemp plant. The FDA doesn't want you to know you can do that. They're working hard to try and convince you and other retailers that you can't get it, but you can. The CBD we get from Cannavest or CB Sciences, but Cannavest.com, and they'll give you a 15% discount, RSB15, for Robert Scott Bell. And, of course, we encourage you to go into your local mom-and-pop health food stores to say, hey, we want CBD in our community because it can help with so many things, including anxiety, seizure disorders, neuroprotection, neuroregenerative, and that's just tip of the iceberg. Pain issues, it's amazing. And you can get it. You don't have to wait for Congress to act. You don't have to wait for your state to be a legal cannabis state. CBD from industrial hemp. Go to cannabis.com. Linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. When we come back, Vermont again. But this time, instead of making something legal, they want to ban something. And also, 30% of Floridians, you'll never what they know. Well, it's incredible what they believe about Ted Cruz. Incredible.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent.
And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Those of you who want to get a hold of the Alta Can Jeff, if you're dealing with any GI disturbances, I wrote about it in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, as one of the adjuncts for the recovery protocol for healing the gut. But you can call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com or go to choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. He carries a lot of the whole food nutrition that we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 866-424-1077. CanGest. Again, it's a powdered little tea. You just mix into warm water. And it's simple. Very simple to use. Now, before we get into that Vermont story, Super, I just saw an article that says Bill Murray inadvertently broke up a bank robbery in Phoenix, Arizona. This dude, there's nothing that Bill Murray can't do. You know
that. It would appear that way, huh?
I mean, Chuck Norris's days as the king of the hill are numbered. Bill Murray.
Well, right? Listen, Chuck Norris has got nothing on Bill Murray because Bill Murray didn't even have to lift a finger and he foiled a bank robbery.
That's right. All Bill Murray has to do is walk down the sidewalk after a bank robbery. The bank robberies are so enamored with Bill Murray, they just stop to chat with him and tell him how much they love him in his movies. And then they get caught. That's some power there Bill Murray carries. Anyway, interesting guy, Bill. All right, well, now to Vermont. We talked about Vermont and their willingness to make cannabis fully legal, and they're on their way perhaps to do that, but not so with energy drinks. Vermont College bans energy drink sales, saying it leads to high-risk sex.
That's a new one to me.
You know, what does that mean? Like gymnastic moves that you just aren't really capable of doing? What do they mean, high-risk, in that way?
Well... Listen, I will admit, not that this probably shocks anybody, but I mean, I've had energy drinks before. These things are very popular with the younger generation. In fact, a lot of them, they drink them like on a regular basis, like a Coke or something, right?
Right.
Which is horrible for them. But apparently, they believe that because they are drinking these energy drinks, and I guess there's a link between these energy drinks and using other intoxicating substances. And I think this is where they come up with this, is because it's become this common thing that people will mix energy drinks with alcohol.
Oh, it's a gateway drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I think that's where they're making the connection.
Well, they say, the thing is, they don't. It's like the Zika link. They're not sure, but they say it may lead to problematic behavior. So anyway, Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont said the beverages also affect academic performance and lead to a culture of stress. Well, no duh. I mean, you're burning out your adrenals on these things on top of the sugar content. At least with coffee, you can decide whether to add stuff to it. But these sugary drinks known as the super potent energy drinks, yeah, that, we didn't have those. We had, there was something we had called Jolt Cola that had all the sugar and twice the caffeine.
Remember that. Yeah, remember that? Three times the caffeine
or
of a regular
triple
Coke.
The caffeine, yeah. But, I mean, Coke was enough for me because I was just very sensitive to caffeine. So I couldn't do it. Anyway, so that's interesting to ban the energy drinks. Now, out of the state of Florida, this is classic. Only in Florida that this happens. Right? We're going to get into some politics for a moment. Bear with us. By the way, Dr. Bitar is coming up next hour, so you don't want to miss that. We can do some advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar. 38% of those polled, this is a Florida voter poll, believe that Ted Cruz, Republican candidate for president, could be the Zodiac killer.
Wow.
What?
Get elected on that, buddy.
A poll, wow. But yeah, see, the thing is, if they thought Trump was the Zodiac killer, his numbers would go up. It's not going to work the same way for Ted Cruz. Whatever the Zodiac killer is, I'm not even familiar with that, if that's a real thing, but they say a poll by Public Policy Polling found a surprising number of Florida voters believe Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz could be the Zodiac killer.
Now, let's keep in mind, this polling company mm-hmm. is the same company that was responsible for back in December, we covered this, where uh-huh. they found 30% of Republican voters would support bombing the fictional city of Agrabah from Disney's Aladdin.
This does not look good for Republican primary voters.
Wow.
Again, I don't know if this was a general... I think this was more general than the Republican voter one about bombing Agrabah from Disney's Aladdin. So this could be anybody. But evidently, he said this is the Zodiac speaking at a political action conference in 2013, and somehow that stemmed from that speech that they think Cruz could be the what? Anyway, only in Florida. I don't know if that would be the same elsewhere. But for now, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with some advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Remember, robertscottbell.com. Follow me on Twitter, at RSBellMedia, at RSBellMedia. And tell your friends, like I'm telling you, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.